Speaking about a man crush, I think this bloke would be many, many people's man crush. He's on the line now, the great Matty Johns. G'day, Matty.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
We're going all right. Who's your man crush, Matty? Brad Pitt, I think you just dropped out a little bit there, Matty. Are you still there, Matty?
Well, sorry, mate. Hey, you got me?
Did you say Brad Pitt?
Yes, I did. Brad Pitt. I think he goes okay.
He goes all right, doesn't he, Spud?
Yeah, he's got the great looks. I'm just, mate, on a quickly personal, because I've had pain for the last 4 or 5 years regards injury. How's the hip going, mate? And you're going to have a little procedure, I think, on Monday. Is it a quick fix or is it long distance?
Mate, well, I'm hoping it's a quick fix, Spud, but at the moment, mate, I'm going in Tuesday, and hopefully I can be back on my feet, you know, by the weekend. But we'll just see, mate. Wow. It's one of those things where he doesn't know how big an operation is going to be until he really gets in there, shaves a few discs, pulls a few things out. Hopefully by the end of it, I've still got a backbone.
Wow, I've been largely offline, Matty. I was up your neck of the woods up there at the Hunter Valley, but I've returned to some news. You've got your injury, of course, and yourself and Andrew being tied in with the Samoan team. What's the latest update there?
Well, see, the situation was, and I think you blokes will agree, but you know, that Samoa, they've been really underachieving. Mm. You know, particularly if you look at the 1-17 of their strongest lineup, they should be. I will put it this way. I think they should have the potential or have. You should be talking about Samoa beating Australia, just like Tonga have been, doing the last couple of years. I mean, they've emerged so well, and there's still some areas there where Samoa haven't got right. Yeah. There has been talk of like existing problems as to why key men won't play for Samoa. I'm not going to go into that because I don't really know. But Joey and I wanted to sort of go in there, and we thought we could make a difference. But the bottom line is they've chosen to just stay the current path, you know, and I accept and I respect that. And there was talk about being an assistant, Joey and I, but you can't make big, important changes being an assistant, you know, and just laying out witch's hats. So, you know, at the moment, that's basically where it stands.
Surely someone, Matt Parrish, like he's just I won't say an average coach, but he hasn't done that much in the coaching game. Surely with the assistance of yourself and even Sonny Bill, mate, you'd be jumping at the opportunity. I just don't know why he hasn't put his hand up and said, okay, I want to have help.
Well, he has, but he said that, you know, he would look to get us involved. But the bottom line is, but I just think, you know, if Andrew and I wanted to go in there, you know, you don't want to go in there in assistance role. You want to go and lay down the really
– rules.
You want to implement the key principles that have to be put in place and get things going. And as I said before, you know, the big important decisions aren't made by the assistant coaches. You know, there's varying degrees of importance as, you know, assistant coaches. Some of them, you know, do a bit more planning. Others just throw down the witch's hats before the training sessions.
But you're spot on, Matty, as far as if it's not now, it's getting close where the Tongas, the Samoas, they're starting to challenge Australia. I remember playing in a Jersey Flegg Grand Final, which was back in those days, the under-19s. This is 1996, so 25 years ago. And there wasn't a Polynesian player in the grand final. There was not a Polynesian player in the grand final. And you know what? In many ways, across the board, superior athletes, like amazing athletes, Matty. And it is only a matter of time where we've grown up in an era where we just assume every year Australia is going to be number one. That will not be the case forever.
No, it won't be. And excuse me, boys. I was working with a couple of guys the other night, and on NRL 360, they put down what could be the strongest side for Samoa, and I'm telling you now, if it couldn't push Australia all the way for the 80 minutes, if not beat them, then I'm an astronaut, because it's such a strong lineup, and it's got a really strong spine, and if you look at the odds, and you know, you can't judge everything on the odds, but they're an indicator of basically where, you know, people think they are. And I had a look at the World Cup. I think Australia were $1.29. England was $7, as were New Zealand. Tonga were $12. And Samoa were $41. Yeah. Now, the 1-17 side, if you could put together that 1-17 side, I tell you what, I'd be having a big bite at $41.
Yep. Hey, Matty, the rugby has come out with and launching a team, Moana Pacifica, which is a team made up of Fijian, Samoa, Tonga. Yep. Is this something that, as a game, the National Rugby League should be looking towards?
Yes, I do. I think there should be a plan. They talk about a second New Zealand side. I would base the second New Zealand side in Wellington, and I would play, I'd split the home games between Wellington, PNG, and other areas in the Pacific, and I would call the side Pacifica. That's what I would do. That would be my plan for the second New Zealand side.
The surname Papali'i, it is synonymous with Samoan rugby league. Isaiah Papali'i is from Samoa. Josh Papali'i is from Samoa as well. What's going on there at the Raiders, Matty? Josh Papali'i rested. George Williams, there's scuttlebutt around perhaps him wanting to go home. Josh Hodgson, he's sat himself down from the captaincy's there. What's your read in the nation's capital?
I can't get a handle on it, Joel. No. I don't know. I do feel for Ricky because, you know, Ricky's a passionate guy and he's really thrown himself into that role and he's been so good for Canberra. He's been really, really good. He's really engaged the rugby league side with the city again. I just don't know. I don't know what the situation has been. There's been talk and there've been a few, you know, tough conversation at home truths which mightn't have gone down so well. But the difficulty is, where I feel sorry for Ricky is that just as he's handed the side to George Williams, George has indicated that he's homesick and wants to go home. And Ricky must be just going, you know, mate, yeah, you know, come on. Mm. You know, and they said they'll only consider it for like replacement, but I don't know who that player is in England.
Well, Aidan Caesar. Well, that's the only player, isn't it, that they'd have to get Aidan Caesar back, really. But it's a tough one. Speaking of that, Matty, we're a third way through the season. We've been asking the listeners about if you had a very, very tidy budget of only about $300,000, you could pinch a player who's not necessarily ironclad in their particular team. Maybe they're just sitting behind some stars. We've got Braden Burns coming back for the South Sydney side. You've got Brent Naden sitting there at Penrith. You've got three dummy halves at the Cowboys. Who's a club who could do with pinching a player who may not be getting a run they might otherwise get in another club?
Oh, man, look, if I was looking for a young bloke to bring him to Newcastle and thought he could make a difference, and you know, it's just a question of whether you get him for $300,000, I'd probably take a bloke called Nathan Cleary from Penrith. And convince his old man he no longer needs him.
No, that's right. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. We've got a young star coming up very shortly, in fact, Rocco Berry. But, Matty, look, we appreciate your time, mate. I know you're in a bit of discomfort at the moment and there's a fair bit going on. So, mate, we appreciate that. And, of course, tomorrow you're back on Morning Glory with Matty Johns from 9 a.m. Who's on the show tomorrow?
Mate, we've got Webby and Brandy. Joey's been given 2 weeks off. He's been rested for a couple of weeks.
The old resting, just like Josh Papali'i. Mate, we appreciate your time. You go well, and we'll tune in tonight as well. And otherwise, we'll be tuning in tomorrow here on SEN 1170.
Yeah, good on you, Spud. Thanks, Joel.
Good luck, mate.